Welcome to Dish Nation. What's up? Streets, y'all.
Portia Safari is taking a shady class from Gary and spilling all the tea. We'll explain.
Scott Disick is taking Bad and Bougie to a new level after this request.
Plus, one fan decided to shoot her shot at the Men Tell All episode of The Bachelorette.
Heidi and Frank will join us later, but first, hey, Craig, what you got?
Okay, y'all, looks like our girl Simone Biles is out of the Tokyo Olympics, at least for now.
Wow.
Now, she recorded the lowest score of her Olympic career on the vault and briefly withdrew from the arena before returning to support her teammates. Now, Simone told reporters that she was dealing with a number of mental health issues, including an intense pressure to achieve perfection. And now, without her, Team USA were forced to settle for silver. Russia won the gold and Great Britain secured the bronze medal. But not all is lost, because Simone said that she might return for the individual events that are popping off on Thursday. So, what y'all think, man? Everybody kind of hits their breaking point. You know, maybe, and that's why Sha'Carri Richardson had to smoke one. You know, it's a lot of pressure to perform at such a high level, and everybody wants to talk to you.
You know, in the past, I bet a lot of our athletes that we have celebrated and actually pushed for perfection from, they probably dealt with these same mental issues. But see, nowadays, the stigma is gone, and you can be upfront and put your mental health first. So I'm actually really, really proud of her. And if there are any other athletes, they need to do the same.
But that's okay, but it is expected of them. They're athletes, and this is what you're going to the Olympics for.
They're still human, Gary.
But I really do hope she comes back on Thursday for the individual events, because she is an amazing competitor and an amazing champion. So I really do hope she comes back on Thursday.
That's a lot of pressure on her just pulling out when everybody expects, because we knew we were going to win the gold.
Now, if only we can get Nick Cannon to pull out.
Hey.
Y'all. Well, it looks like Safari Samuels is spilling all the tea on his new song, Liar, that dropped last night. I know y'all was looking forward to this, honey, and he gave you the heat. Now, in this new song, Safari is taking shots at his wife, Erica Mena, and addressing negative stories out in the press that are about him. Y'all take a listen.
You say I'm a deadbeat.
How?
You type from your little house. I'm sorry, my kid's room as big as your real house. You mad that your man don't want you.
Wow.
I can see that you talk too much. I can see why your man don't want you. I don't need a girl that's mad. I don't need a girl that nags.
Yo, this is actually better than I thought it was going to be. Mm. He came with it.
But Sherry, I got a question for you. Now, Christina Milian dropped in the comments, and she said, I would rather live in my little house. Now, Sherry, what do you think about all this?
I just think, you know what, Portia? It makes me sad. It makes me sad because I remember their wedding was this huge wedding, three dress changes. They were so in love. And the fact that you can love someone so much, you have two children, and now it comes to this. You're not even my wife. You're my baby mama. I don't like. And dissing you on a track, it just, it makes me sad for the breakup because, you know, the kids suffered.
But if I was Erica, honey, I would call Nicki Minaj right now and get a page from her damn book and ask her how she dropped his ass like a hot potato, and now he's doing her like a damn dog. That's what she needs to do.
Exactly.
Because when you're fighting Nicki, you're fighting Nicki and you're fighting the Barbs. Erica Mena doesn't necessarily have like a named fandom that we know of. So like,
we need to get a Mena army. We need a Mena army. She need people to help her. This woman just had a baby. Her kids still in the hospital. Like, this is so insensitive. We need a Mena army. We got to fight for her.
We need a Portia army.
Portia don't need no army. She got a plane. Portia got a plane. She don't need no army.
I got an army. Come at me. Well, y'all, let the Lord be with you. In this case, not with you. So reportedly, a small New York restaurant is suing Scott Disick after he bailed out of a hosting gig last minute, y'all. The owner claims Scott called the day before his appearance and asked if they had a spare plane that could pick him up from the Hamptons. The restaurant barely had a plane, never mind a spare one. Then Scott's team asked for a helicopter instead. Now, the owners claimed they were scrambling, trying to accommodate Scott's request. Then his camp called one more time to inform the restaurant that he would not be attending the event, darling. Now, Chewy, do you think Scott is wrong and has lost his grip on reality? What is going on?
Man, this man lives in an alternate universe, but he's actually given me some ideas. If I don't want to go to an event, I'm just going to tell the organizers, like, yo, y'all got a plane for me? Like, what's up? Y'all got a helicopter?
But, truly, the event is only 20 minutes away.
A lot of people with money, they take a plane from the Hamptons Orleans to New York, or they'll do a helicopter. It's just, that's just what people do. So that's normal to, if you're in the Hamptons, to say, can you get me a plane or can you get me a helicopter? And and you know what? When they don't acquiesce, you go, I'm not coming. That's what they do.
I mean, but here's the thing, but that's not something you could pull out on people the day of the event. Like, was this in his rider that you gotta fly me out? Like, you just can't ask somebody last minute, yo, you got a spare plane?
You're gonna get sued, bruh. You're gonna get sued.
But Portia, now that you got your own private plane, honey, I mean, will we ever see you fly commercial anymore?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Why? Okay, why, there you go. Portia,
that was a no.
Why would you fly commercially? Why are you gonna be on Spirit Airlines and you got your own plane? We trying to get to where you are.
Now, hold on now. I ain't rode Spirit when I was by my damn self.
Well, you know the saying, if an opportunity presents itself, you must jump on it. And this is exactly what one fan did during the Men Tell All episode of The Bachelorette when contestant Connor B's abilities were talked about. Take a look.
I just want to say, Connor, that I watched you on the show and I just think you're absolutely adorable. I know that you can't be a bad kisser.
I was literally checking you out earlier.
Wow. Oh, kiss him right now.
That wasn't set up by the producers. Come on.
The woman that kissed him, her name is Tara Kelly, and she's a musician. Now, do you think this was too bold? Come on, it's the pandemic.
I know damn well I wouldn't do it. I would put my mouth on no scruggly-ass man's face if they paid me to. So,
yes,
no.
You would.
You know,
yes,
and you got to think, though, in this time of COVID, there is no way that they would just let some rando come out of the crowd and just kiss
my
a bachelor contestant.
That's
and
true.
Sacred, and my lips are sealed, honey. No way.
Gary, nobody's trying to kiss them lips that got your earwax on them as chapstick, okay?
Portia, this is a family show.
Well, anyway, honey, it's time to check in with Heidi and Frank. Now, Heidi, girl, I heard a dying feline, honey, put on a show at the karaoke bar.
Well, not a dying cat, but Cuba Gooding Jr. Did give a semi-painful performance.
Mm-hmm.
The Academy Award winner was spotted at a karaoke bar in the Hamptons giving a not-so-winning rendition of Journey's 80s hit, Faithfully. So the word around town is that Cuba has been hitting up karaoke bars in the area, and according to locals, none of his performances are good.
Yeah, he's hitting up the karaoke bars, but karaoke's not supposed to be good.
It's not.
This is not him taking himself seriously. I mean, if we go out to a bar, I'm probably more likely getting on stage and just tearing it up like Cuba Gooding Jr. You, though, I didn't get on stage drunker than a skunk, and she'll whip out some Jennifer Nettles, and you'll think Jennifer's there.
My trusty, rusty hat flat, I borrow my neighbor's Cadillac. Now, see, that's not good, but you'll have fun.
Oh, yeah.
I sing Funky Cole Medina.
Yeah.
That is my karaoke song, because I'm a white girl.
Yeah.
They have no idea.
Just expect it.
And I'm going to get up and do that. I'm not doing it, because I want you to be like, I think she might be the next big rapper. She might be the next big thing. No, I'm doing it, so it's obviously, oh, my
Move
God.
Move over, Iggy. Heidi's here.
How'd I do that?
See?
How'd I do that? See what I'm saying?
And I'm just snapping over there in the corner. She can have the stage. I'll just be snapping and a-drinking. She's sober right now. I'm not, though. Me and Cuba are not. You're probably not. But stay right there. There's more Dish Nation coming up.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. It's time for...
What the Fashion?
Yes, baby. Now, that Lady Gaga, honey, she stunned, honey, her fans yesterday, honey, as she was spotted, honey, sashaying around New York City in huge, and I said, baby, huge, honey, and I love 12-inch lace-up pleaser stiletto pump boots, honey. Yes, bitch,
yes.
She looks good.
Yes.
But the average woman, honey, would have broken her neck, ankles, or some
That's
kind of
right.
other damn joint. Maybe
yes.
wearing these girls, honey.
Facts.
So what
okay.
y'all think about it, honey? Y'all, are y'all here for this beautiful look from Lady Gaga?
I'm here
she
for this,
hot.
Honey. This is so Gaga. Yes, it looks
it's
good.
It's so Gaga. It really, it makes her booty pop when you're that, I don't know how intimidating it would be for men, but y'all, I don't know if y'all remember, there is a video of Gaga walking through the airport with heels like this, and she fell.
Yeah.
You gotta practice with these kind of heels.
Oh, she did?
She fell right on her ass.
But you know what? Nobody
nobody can do it like Gaga. Gaga can mix like the French roll. She's got the classic shades.
The bitch can wear meat.
And I she can wear meat.
She wears meat.
She showed up with carne asada on her to an event. Like, she can do anything she wants.
Now, Sherry, I've never wore heels before, but what kind of ankle and calf strength or even balance do you need to pull these kind of shoes off?
HK, do you know you gotta rep your ankles? Because if you walk in these heels, and you can tell Gaga she wobbled a little bit, but you have to practice because you will break your ankle if you fall out of these suckers. So
it is an art.
It's an art.
Be half granddaddy long leg, okay? She have a whole other species to do this mess.
So a father by the name of Eric Hulse hit Twitter to tell how his daughter hustled neighbors out of their money while running a lemonade stand. Oh, man.
Okay.
Eric Hulse tweeted, "My daughter made 110 on her lemonade stand today in like an hour. Turned out, people were handing her fives and tens, and she was just assertively saying, 'Thank you for the tip,' and not offering change." Okay.
Smart girl.
That ain't right.
Now, y'all know that Twitterverse had to chime in on this. Some thought that it was hilarious and gave the little girl her props on getting the bag and then congratulating her on closing the deal and closing the wage gap at such a young age. But others were upset because she didn't give change, and they trolled Eric for raising a thief and calling him shady-ass parent. Lord.
No
you
way.
You know what? People take things way too far. Come on, man.
But this is the way of the world, because even when you go to get things from places, they automatically factor the tip into it, and you don't even have an option to really bail out. And it's always, like, on the higher end, too. So this is just kids doing it at a street level.
The point of a lemonade stand is for her to be learning some business, okay? Not learning how to do what the government do, taking people money, ain't giving them nothing back come tax time, okay?
Right, and she know they would feel like jerks if they took the change back.
She learning how to use her cuteness to get some coins.
No. Exactly, okay? We do it all the time, honey. We've been using our cuteness to get coins, darling. Don't do that.
Men of Dish Nation, have y'all ever sent a woman in the store to buy something? Has she ever gave you back change, or did she put it in her pocket?
No. You just consider that a courier.
I have to admit, I ain't never gave no change back. Change? Wish you were asking for some damn change.
So, create a spa-like environment in your home with the natural Real Wood Ultrasonic Aromatherapy Diffuser with Serene Living Oils. This set includes the diffuser and three oils that are guaranteed to give you all the rest, relaxation, and rejuvenation you need. The diffuser has a natural wood color with an accent band that can rotate vibrant colors, or you can just set it to a simple warm white glow.
I love this. It comes with scents like Stress Gone, Tranquil, and Dream.
Ooh, and Portia, I love wood, but this is amazing. How much is it?
Well, usually it can run as high as $100, but for our dishettes out there, it's only $39. Go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Coming up, it's a wife. Oh, somebody got hitched, and we'll tell you who after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Hey, Heidi and Frank, what you got cooking?
Ooh, Sherry, can't you smell it? It smells so good what we're cooking over here.
Yes, 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 girl.
Yeah, it's really cool news. Issa Rae reportedly married her fiancé, Louis Dionne, over the weekend. And no big deal, just in a private ceremony and, you know, in the south of France. And she surprised fans with an Instagram post sharing a series of stunning wedding photos with the caption, "Impromptu photo shoot in a custom Vera Wang dress."
Yes.
And my girls came to help me, but they all coincidentally had on the same dress. They were so embarrassed.
Wow.
And then I took a few flicks with somebody's husband. She is stunning as a bride. Wow. Sherry, do you like how she's sort of joking about it, like not making a big deal that it's a wedding?
I love this entire romance, and I love the fact that even up to the wedding, I thought it was a photo shoot, because I looked at it really quick, and I was like, oh, that's a really beautiful photo shoot for Essence magazine. But the fact that she even downplayed that was, I love that whole stilo. Love it, love it, love it.
I liked Louis's post on Instagram, because his post said, "Man's life ends in tuxedo."
Kramer.
Is that
absolutely
the caption?
Every man's life ends on his wedding day.
Not when you're marrying Issa Rae.
Well, maybe not his life, but the rest of us. our last ruin. Well, it looks like Camila Cabello is being called out after including an overly spray tan dancer in the premiere performance of her single Don't Go Yet. It was on Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show. And for many fans, I guess it looked like, you know, the Caucasian dancer was wearing brown face or black face.
Oh,
you know,
man.
As if he was trying to pass off as a Latino. That's what the fans thought when they saw it.
Oh no. Well, now Camila attempted to set the record straight on Twitter, saying the guy is an over-the-top 80s type guy, and they purposely tried to pull together a multicultural group of performers. So, Chewy, she stepped in it big time. Do you think that Camila should have just hired more Latinos or people who fit the description? Because I don't think she'd know better than to do this, that they was going to find out.
Yeah, I know. Even the fact that she's trying to explain that they were trying to go for the look, like the overspray tan look. I don't know. Maybe they should have just hired Heidi Hamilton and just had her get the spray tan.
Chewy, if I was Latino, I'd be more upset that you think I wear silk shirts that are open down to my belly button in white pants.
But we do that.
This is a cliche.
That's what we do.
Latino guy.
When we're done shooting Dish, I put on my silk shirts and I button them down only on the bottom two. And that's how I rock them every day, all day. So that's what we do, baby.
And does it come, Chewy, with the big gold chain?
Yes. Of course I got the big gold chains, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Come on. Yeah. Come on.
Oh, guys.
All right, Sherry. So I hear you and my girl, Kim Whitley, you guys got a show in SoCal. What's up? Give us the 411.
Yes. My gosh, it's almost sold out, but we got a show at the Improv in Ontario. It's only one night, this Sunday night, and it's just one event, so you can go to improv.com/Ontario and look up Two Funny Mamas, because we'll be there making everybody laugh. So come on out.
Oh, nice. Have fun.
Guys, we have more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
A new basketball player made their debut at the Tokyo Olympics, y'all. But get this. Get this. It was a robot player, y'all.
What?
Uh-huh. A robot basketball player. And they could do what Shaq could never do, is shoot a free throw. So, yeah, they already got Shaq beat there. So, check this out, y'all. He's pretty good at making shots. You can even see the robot making three-point shots, even a middle court shot, y'all.
Can he dunk?
They're not there yet, Sherry. They're not there yet.
But he has already got Khloe Kardashian pregnant.
Yes.
You know, but seriously, guys, this really concerns me, because robots, they can do everything. They're taking everybody, like, they're taking over with the, when you call the operator.
It's going to take over Heidi's job in the relationship. Look at the size of the fingers on that thing.
My wife's going to leave me for this damn basketball player.
I think we better be really concerned.
No, but I think, like, there are certain jobs that robots can take over, but you're an actress, and especially a stand-up comic, there's no way that a robot could take your job as a stand-up comic.
How many black women does it take to wear a good-fitting bra? No, I don't think. I think I'm safe.
See, it's still funny. I like it.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com and take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.